from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Talk of Chicago and, of course, America's Heroes Group. And I am Cliff Kelly, the person who talks to all. We've got a great guest waiting for us. I'm going to get to him in just a moment. But anyway, I am Cliff Kelly, the producer. The executive producer, of course, is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Cortazari, and our assistant media producer is Titus Williams. May America's Heroes Group Roundtable, dental care for veterans. This is important, dental care for veterans. May is Mental Health Awareness and Asian American Heritage Month. We've got a lot to talk about, and of course, our call-in number is 773-591-1690, and we are so glad to do this. Don't forget, Pearl's Down Home Cooking Buffet, Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue. We've got some great sponsors, and we're so happy to have them. And we also want to mention again Steve Seidman, attorney Steve Seidman, Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number, 888-837-3275, office 312-781-1977. And, again, can't forget Harris Gulf Shrimp, the only veteran who has shrimp. He does a great job. 7448 South Vincennes, call-in number 773-783-1818. We are so happy to have there's so many things going on. Also, I want to make sure you all know about our VON call-in number, 773-591-1690. We have a circumstance here that is extremely important. There is a gentleman who is our guest, Larry Nazimek, U.S. Air Force veteran and vice chairman of CVO. CVO is a coalition of veterans organizations. And we want to discuss, first, let me thank him for being with us. How are you, sir?
Having a ball, and how are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining us. There's so much you have to discuss with us. H.R. 3922, the 116th Congress, Preventative Health Coverage Act. Larry, this is extremely meaningful, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. Please tell us about it.
Well, while the Coalition of Veterans Organizations has been against the idea of having to pay for our health care, make co-pays, we've been against it ever since it started. But anyway, it's tough to get a bill introduced by a congressman. So we haven't had any bill that says we're going to do away with these things. Congress was the one who put it on us. But anyway, this particular bill has to do with preventive care, where the VA would not be charging these copays for preventive care. And the rationale behind this one is that in the civilian world, when you have outside insurance, they don't charge you for preventive care. And the reason they don't is because, just think about it, insurance companies aren't interested in making money. It's their business. And what they spend on preventive care means that money that they won't have to be spending to treat you for other things down the road. It's the ounce of prevention versus the pound of cure. So this is a bill here is just saying that if in the civilian sector you don't make co-pays for preventive care, veterans shouldn't have to do it either.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Tell me a little bit, Larry. You obviously have got a great background in the military. You are Air Force veteran and vice chairman that we just mentioned of the Coalition of Veterans Organization. Tell us a little bit about your background in the service.
Well, I was in the Air Force. They didn't need pilots, so when I got in, I was a navigator, and I was a backseater in the F-4 Phantom. Went to training in the T-29, which makes me an authority, I guess, on Second World War technology, flying the T-29.
Flying the what?
T-29. That was used for training navigators back in the old days.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Like a Convair 240. It was World War II technology. It's uh-huh. been since replaced by the Boeing 737 T-43. And so I served and was in Okinawa, and it was my last choice out of 20 F-4 bases. And then after that, being a big city badger, it was Goldsboro, North Carolina. And they don't like to cross you over to become a pilot because the cost effectiveness, they've already trained you to be a navigator. And if they train you to be a pilot, then it's training an older person. And then they got to train somebody else to be the nav, take your place. But anyway, they know that NAVs want to be pilots. It's a highly competitive process, carried on the stick. So I had to get letters of recommendation from generals and colonels and jump through the hoops and got to go to pilot training in Del Rio, Texas. And then after that, I was flying B-52s and T-38s.
So you did you did become a pilot?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you were flying B-52s and what else?
T-38s.
T-38s. That had to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How long did you do that?
Oh, you're quite a few years. You see, the thing is, when you each time you get wings, you got to pay them back. You know, it's like so. I had to pay them back after I got the nav wings, and pay them back a second time after I got the pilot wings.
When you say pay them back, you mean you got to put more time in, right?
Yeah, it's understandable.
Sure, it is. Certainly. That's a lot of education you're getting.
Yeah.
You know. So tell us about H.R. 3932.
Well, again, 3932, it eliminates co-payments for medication, hospital care, and medical services related to preventive health services provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs.
And what happens with this? Is this a good thing for the soldiers or not?
Well, it's certainly a good thing because it means we won't have to be making those co-pays for preventive things.
Right.
We'll still have to make co-pays for other things, but at least not for the preventive care.
So where are we now with that?
Not terribly far. It was introduced in July 24th of last year by Lauren Underwood from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And has a corresponding bill, S-1573, introduced by Tammy Duckworth at the same time. Tammy Duckworth's bill only has one co-sponsor, co-originated, and this H.R. 3932 has only 36 co-sponsors, of which two were co-originators. And the only one we have from Illinois is my congressman, Jesus Garcia.
Hmm. Okay. So where are we at this point, Larry? What's going? Help us understand what the legislative history and the future is going to be. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, if we don't get more co-sponsors, we're just going to die in committee.
Okay.
You know, it's been assigned, you know, Veterans Affairs Committee, and generally speaking, a bill is introduced, and then it goes to a committee, whatever, and then it just. And they stay there. If it gets plenty of co-sponsors, it might get a hearing there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it passes the subcommittee and then goes to the committee, then it passes that, then it would go to the floor of the House. But we've got a long, long way to go before that. We wish that everybody would call their congressman. Not only their congressman, but if they could contact other congressmen from other states. Now, with this... Well, anyway, if you try to contact a congressman, you can go on the website, get a phone number, and say who you are, and they'll say, "Yeah, okay, fine, we'll tell the congressman, we'll tell him about it," and they don't. If you're with an organization, what the best thing to do that I've found is to ask for the staff person who handles Veterans Affairs. And now when it comes to an individual congressman, they get their local office or offices in some cases, depending on the type of district they have. Right. And then they have their D.C. office. The local office handles individual problems. If you've got, say, a problem with the VA or getting some other benefit, whereas the D.C. office generally handles the legislation. Although you could talk to the person locally, and that's who's handling Veterans Affairs, and that staffer can communicate better than with the one in D.C. But anyway, if you wanted to email them, you can email your own congressman. You go to his own website, and they have you enter your zip code.
Larry, I want you to hold on a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because I want to make sure people know how to reach you. We'll be back in a moment. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Go right ahead. Continue.
Yeah. So the thing is, if you want to email, the congressmen, you can email your own congressman. But you go to their website, and they'll have the form to fill out, but you got to put in your zip code. Now, if you go to some other congressman, you're not in their district, put in their zip code, you can't email them. Okay, so really, it's best to call the D.C. office, and then just say, like, well, I'm with the Coalition of Veterans Organizations. I'd like to contact the person who handles the Veterans Affairs, and they'll tell you, generally, that person's busy. Could you email it? And yes, and they give you an email address. So that's how you go about it. But more people need to do that. Now, with the pandemic on, they're working from their homes. In many cases, you call the congressman's office, and maybe you'll just get an answering machine that says, tell us what it's about, and then we'll have the particular staffer call you back, maybe. So it's a little bit harder at this point in time to be contacting congressmen, but it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what ought to be done, because what you're doing is so important. And how many members of your group?
Well, it isn't so much a question of members of the group, because we just have like representatives from various organizations and then some individual members. I'm an individual member.
Okay, all right.
So like you have a meeting, there might be like 15 people present. But it's, again, like I say, representing different groups.
Okay. So I would suggest... Well, not suggest, but I would just feel that you're going to do, this is going to be a great thing. It's going to happen because you've got so many people doing such good work.
Reaching the congressman is not always that easy. Sometimes it's easier to move mountains.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because... You know, when you talk about who should be concerned, in Congress, certainly, without a doubt, Larry, the military is one of the major groups you would think that the congressman would be caring about.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
But it's not always that way.
Can you give me any reason why it isn't that way? I can't think.
Congressmen are interested in, or politicians in general, interested in money and votes.
Okay.
Okay, so
right.
The veterans aren't going to necessarily have a lot of money to donate. You have some other people who are their backers, throw out $10,000 at a shot or more. And those people got better access to the congressman than some other guy who isn't going to give them money. And if you're an individual, you are one vote.
I guess the reason I'm asking this, Larry, is the fact that the group that we have that you're talking to right now, America's Heroes Group, public policy, Veterans Affairs, retired and active, housing, legal health, finance, women, millennials. We do all of these things. Veterans Court, military families. Because we do so many things relative to veterans, which is the only reason we have this organization, which works very well. I would think that, you know, this would be something that would continue and that people would be concerned.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like
which
our
is
group,
why we're happy to have you on.
Yeah, well, like our group, we don't have a paid staff, and what would really be helpful is if we had a paid staff, if we could get some interns from colleges, and we thought that we'd be able to get some from some of the universities, but it didn't work out, it fell through. But if we had someone who's assigned to so many hours a day,
yeah,
you know, making all these calls and following up with letters and emails, that would make a difference.
And I think... we probably ought to work with you to try to accomplish that, because I'm sure that there are people who would be more than happy to, because you're exactly right. That's what we need, Larry, is there are folks in college and so forth, I think, that would be more than pleased to actually help out, you know, to do what's needed, because this is something.
Yeah, you see some nonprofit groups or
mm-hmm.
some companies where they do have these interns, and makes
right.
a difference.
Right, right, exactly. How would people reach you?
Well, they can go through our website, coalitionofvets.org,
okay.
or email info@coalitionofvets.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I think you're absolutely right. If you had some people that would be helpful, it would do that. Call in number here, of course, is 773-591-1690. This is something that is really needed, because without this coalition of veterans organizations, these are people who have really done some good work, but they need a lot more help to accomplish what Larry is telling us, actually. What they need right now. So if you would do that, that I think that would be just an excellent thing to do. Has there been any accomplishment in any other group trying to do the same thing?
I couldn't say so much. Different groups, you know, VFW, American Legion, they have their, mm-hmm. you know, paid staff and sure. the lobbyists and stuff, but they haven't been doing anything considering this particular bill. I know that some groups like the Disabled American Veterans put out these legislative alerts for certain bills, like they did for the HR 96, our dental bill. And if you're on their emailing list, then you get these legislative alerts where they tell you about a bill and ask you to click on the link, and then you fill out the form with your address, and then it automatically generates a form letter to your congressman. It would really be good if those on the national level, a CVO, if the VFW, American Legion, AMVETS, all those, if there were to be one big Association of American Veterans, we'd have a lot of power.
Yes, yeah, I totally concur. So why can't that happen?
Well, you've got, I hate to be cynical, but a couple of reasons. You've got people who have, and in their established group, they've got some leadership position, and they don't want to relinquish it. And then you've got staff people who realize that with economies of scale, maybe if there was a one big organization, some of them would lose some of their power, lose some of their jobs. And so each group has their own little way of doing, has their own way of doing things, and they want to keep it that way. And as long as you've got that, that's just the way it's going to be.
Well, when you say that's just the way it's going to be, Larry, can't we do better?
Definitely. You need a lot of people, and people who are in charge who says, we can do better, let's do better.
Yeah, I think so. Give us a close, would you?
Well, call as many congressmen as you can. Right now, Jesus Garcia is the only congressman in Illinois who's co-sponsored this one. And you can email or contact Senator Durbin's office, ask him to co-sponsor the S-1573, the corresponding bill.
I'm sorry, the last bill?
That's S-1573.
S-1573, okay.
And we got the same Underwood and Duckworth also recently, just a couple of weeks ago, introduced said that they waive co-pays for this COVID-19 care. That's H.R. 6845, and the corresponding bill is S-3724.
Okay, all right. Okay, because this is something that really obviously needs to be done, and to be done, Larry, is it doesn't make any sense just to carry this over. You know, when you all go out and talk to people and so forth, what kind of responses do you get?
Well, sometimes they gawk at us. Hey, you're doing a fine job. Yeah, well, this is something we definitely need. It's tough to get people to move.
Okay.
You know, it's not like in a employment organization or whether it's the military or civilian. You tell the boss tells you to do something, you do it.
You do it.
And
right.
When it comes to volunteer stuff, you know, hey, that's an awful good idea. You guys are doing a great job.
Larry Nesmack, you are doing a great job, and I want to thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
On America's Heroes Group, and I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Definitely. Look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's important. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly, and we'll be back with more in a moment.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.